Standing on a platform with a banner behind him reading, "New Leadership, New Direction," Gutierrez joked to the San Antonio crowd that it looks like his secret is out.
"I didn't say we were running just yet. It's kind of hard to keep a secret with that behind you."
Gutierrez says in the weeks before the 2017 legislative session, he traveled with his family throughout the expansive Senate District 19, which runs through the southern part of San Antonio and then west through Del Rio and Brewster County, visiting along the way with families he says have been forgotten.
"And so I've become aware that there's a greater community in need, and I feel that I have the ability to help address that need. And I can't stand by here in good conscience while they wait. And so therefore I've asked all of you here today to announce that I'm officially declaring my candidacy for the 19th senatorial district."
But here's the thing. Uresti, so far, has said that he's not planning on stepping down from his seat. Despite being convicted on 11 counts of fraud and money laundering, stripped of all Senate responsibilities, and asked by his Senate colleagues to resign, he isn't up for re-election until after the 2019 legislative session. Here's Gutierrez.
"If he doesn't resign, I imagine that the governor and the Texas Senate can vote him out come January. And this community needs somebody to represent him, so I implore him to do the right thing."
If Uresti resigns at the start of the session, Gutierrez says the governor would announce a special election for the open seat sometime in the middle of the session. But Gutierrez expects Uresti to likely step down sometime this summer. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.